Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 8th. Happy Resurrection Day. My hope is that you are having a wonderful day, recognizing that our Lord is risen and the hope that we have because He saves. The scripture passage for today comes from Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. This will be the passage that Wayne preaches from today. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This passage is reminding us that if you are in Christ, you cannot be condemned. The Lord is for you, and He has justified you. And Christ Jesus, who has died for us, is interceding for us. Then there's this beautiful passage about nothing being able to separate us from the love of God. Do you remember what he says? Not even trouble or hardship or persecution, famine or nakedness or danger or sword, none of it can keep us from God's love. And at the end of the passage, there's another grandiose explanation of God's love. Neither height nor depth, anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. That brings us back to our memory passage, which reminds us as well that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set us free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So not even death, or angels or demons, the present or the future, nothing can separate us from God's love. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Psalm 57 is our second passage today, and as you can tell, I'm a bit nasally. I'm sorry about that. I think it's the allergies that I have in March every year as things begin to bloom. This season reminds me of new life. And when I think about new life, I also think about the continual daily mercies of the Lord. And this passage in Psalm 57 tells us about mercy as well. It begins with, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge." Hear now the words of Psalm 57. "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth His love and His faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Thank you for listening along as I have read God's word to us, and also as we contemplate God's mercy, his goodness, and that nothing can separate us from his love. I was reminded of the anthem through these passages today from Ash Wednesday, Mercy Still. Here are some of the lyrics. Now incline me to repent. Let me now my sins lament. Live in grace and be restored. Weep, believe, and sin no more. Depth of mercy, can there be mercy still reserved for me? God is love, I know, I feel. Oh, Jesus weeps and loves me still. Then the questions asked, is there mercy still? Is there mercy still? And then the answer comes, there is mercy still. Yes, there's mercy still. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We thank you that nothing can separate us from your love, neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation. We also thank you, Lord, that nothing outside of us can separate us from your love, not hardship or persecution or danger. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens, and your faithfulness reaching to the skies. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.